VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic State has now issued a statement claiming responsibility for the firing of two rockets toward the presidential palace as President Ashraf Ghani was giving his holiday message for the Muslim celebrations. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has details.
Police say the first rocket landed somewhere near the presidency, the second near a NATO compound and the U.S. embassy in Kabul. But no one was hurt. The attack prompted a ferocious aerial response with helicopter gunships bombing the house from where the rockets were reportedly launched.
AP correspondent Zaria Shackley. Britain Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt has now pressed Europe to stand shoulder to shoulder with the United States, which hit Moscow with new economic curbs this month. Scarlett Svetanovich has details.
Britain, the EU and the US blame Moscow for a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in an English city earlier this year. The Kremlin denies involvement. Citing the incident, the US this month imposed sanctions against Russia covering national security-related goods. It's promised more hard-hitting measures unless Russia gave, quote, reliable assurances it would no longer use chemical weapons. The sanctions sparked a sell-off across Russian markets and pushed up the country's cost of borrowing. While Britain is preparing to leave the EU next year, its sanctions policy is currently determined in Brussels. The EU recently agreed to renew sanctions against Russia relating to its annexation of Crimea, but hasn't imposed any relating to the poisoning.
Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. The world's currency market started declining last week as Turkey's economic turmoil triggered fresh fears its fallout could spread amid predictions that Turkish woes might trigger a repeat of the 2008 global financial crash. This is VOA News. After years of little movement by U.S. courts, the last Nazi war crime suspect has been taken from his New York City home and sent Tuesday morning to Germany. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Yakif Polly is a 95-year-old former concentration camp guard. American broadcaster ABC News was present when Polly was removed by wheelchair from his home in New York City Monday. Polly, having grown a white beard, looked frail and lacked front teeth. He didn't answer questions as agents lifted him from a wheelchair onto an ambulance stretcher.
Sir, are you a Nazi? Sir, are you a Nazi? Are you scared about where you're headed next, sir? You have any regrets? Anything you'd like to say?
His deportation came 25 years after investigators first confronted him about his World War II past, and he admitted lying to get into the U.S., claiming he spent the war as a farmer and factory worker.
VOA's Jeff Custer reporting. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull may have narrowly survived a leadership challenge within his own political party, but as Reuters at Giles reports, this may have only delayed a change in power.
Australia's due for a federal election by May next year. Some say this week's leadership contest could mean that vote will happen sooner rather than later. Australia's democracy has become renowned for leadership instability, and it's a bipartisan trend. The country has seen six prime ministers since 2009, and none have served a full term. Economists said the country's political instability could be contributing to falling consumer confidence.
Reuters Ed Giles. Iran says it has arrested more suspects in a crackdown against profiteering from an economic crisis triggered by the recent reimposition of U.S. sanctions against the country. Iranian state news agency ISNA said Iran's judiciary spokesman told reporters Monday that authorities have arrested 100 people in recent cases of fraud involving currency, gold, imported vehicles, and imported mobile phones. Iran launched the crackdown to try to stabilize its currency, which weakened to a record low against the dollar in unofficial trading last month on concerns about the reimposition of U.S. sanctions. In an August 7th move, Washington reintroduced sanctions against the Iran's dollar-denominated financial transactions. As the November midterm congressional elections draw closer, Republicans in the United States are keeping a close eye on U.S. President Trump's public approval rating, which now stands at an average of about 42%. He remains in the low 40s in two new surveys, but despite his overall weak poll rating, he is getting some credit from voters for the economy. Opposition Democrats are trying to weaken the Trump record as November approaches. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.